Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
36 snaps to 23 for Zamir. Zamir fumbled. Didn't look good. Now, the carries weren't there. 13 to Zamir and only 5 to Madison, but he scored early on a reception. So I think he's their receiving back, not only their receiving back. Dylan Lobby didn't get a helmet in this game. So it looks like the path is clear for Alexander Mattison to push for a decent amount of touches in this Raiders offense. So like what I saw from him, Jaylen Warren is tough because he came in banged up in this game. And also there's just a different mindset at the quarterback position for Pittsburgh. If Russell is going to start versus Justin Fields. I mean, we saw Russell have a historic rate of passing the ball behind the line of scrimmage. Those are better options for Jaylen Warren if Russell is starting. If Justin Fields is starting, it's scramble around and maybe block for him and let him make a play downfield, right? Or take off with the ball himself. Najee fits better for that scheme. So I think Justin Fields kind of won the job by going away with a win in this game. Now, they didn't score an offensive touchdown. So that is a point towards Russell. And if we just want to see what he looks like, maybe Tomlin goes back to him. If he looks good enough, this is, you know, Russell maybe going into Denver this week. So I'm sure he wants to start this game, but I don't know. I think I would stick with Justin, and Jaylen Warren just doesn't work well as well off of Justin Fields as he does with Russell. So
he'll be a top,
there should
be
a concern.
36 for you this week.
Probably not. I mean, it's a weak matchup against Denver, but I just don't know about his usage. So probably not.
Yeah, he's not going to be for me. Over on the wide receivers, the number one, there are a couple of these dudes. You don't have Olave on here, but Olave did not get targets when that offense was popping and people were pretty pissed about it.
Yeah,
and
but they just zoomed past Carolina, though. Yeah. I can't, like, whatever.
Yeah. The number, and that's what I'm saying. But the number one piece of conversation is around Marvin Harrison. He only had 3 targets while leading the wide receivers in snaps. Greg Dortch was heavy primary out of the slot and got receptions from the team. It was heavy James Conner. You have some Marvin Harrison warriors out there. And I joked, and then we had Joe on to talk about it. But like, I knew that the big thing was going to be go buy Harrison. But I do want to point out this is joking aside, as I did on Sunday night, I'm like, I'll be Joe for a second. Go buy Joe, Marvin Harrison. We then had this discussion with listeners in a Discord. I still kind of think my main point is still live. Everyone's going to say go buy Marvin Harrison, but how? You know, people are like, would you trade like Olave? Would you trade like London? Or then something got brought up of like Amari Cooper. And it's like, none of those are going to get it done. No one's going to sell the upside of Marvin Harrison to go get other wide receivers that underperformed or in the 20s. And the one that pushed the envelope was bringing up like a Rashee Rice. And Joe favored Harrison over Rashee Rice, where I think what you saw out of Rashee Rice was an absolute number one wide receiver. I don't care about Hollywood Brown coming back. He was like one of the top first read wide receivers for Mahomes. That out route looks absolutely unbeatable. I'm not down on Marvin Harrison. I think you should buy him, but like, I don't think I would trade Rashee Rice. So in this world of he underperformed, I just don't think anyone's going to sell him low because we're all kind of saying the same narrative. He's going to be okay. He led in snaps. He just didn't get the targets. They'll rectify it. What say you, Bugs?
Yeah, I am not worried about Marvin Harrison really at all. Bad performance. I, you know, I'll give that up. Absolutely terrible. 4 yards is not really an acceptable performance, but he's a rookie in his very first start ever on the road. Kyler just wasn't going to him. This will be rectified this week, and it's the Rams. Secondary is not good for the Rams. So I think that Marvin has his breakout game this week. So I'm just not going to hit the panic button at all. Look, if he has another one catch for 8 yards, okay, I will be right there. I'll hit the panic button. Maybe Kyler just isn't looking at him. Maybe every team is scheming for him, whatever it is. But I don't think this is going to be, I think this is going to be a laugher later in the season when we're looking. Remember when everybody was panicking about Marvin Harrison? I think that's what we're going to be saying.
I don't know if it'll be a laugher, but I definitely think like this is not going to happen. Like Dortch got 8 targets. McBride, I think, had like 9 or 7 or something like that. Like McBride's going to get 7 to 9 targets a game. So that's always going to be there. But they're going to figure out like Dortch is fun, but we can't let Dortch have 8-9 targets per game and not give Marvin Harrison at least 7 or 8. So I agree.
Get creative, move him around. They'll do something.
So. I just don't know if like I'm a not Cardinals guy this year, and I kind of was vindicated this week, even though they got out to a hot start. I think there is a downside. I think Marvin could be maybe closer to like in the 20s. There's a lot of good receivers that are out there. I want to point out that are in that like 20 range, like that were drafted. It was Nico Collins and Debo Samuel and Michael Pittman and stuff. I think there's an easy path where he is not as valuable as them. But if you're comfortable with his downside is still a top 20 or right at top 20 wide receiver, I think you buy. But you know the upside is he could still be like the absolute volume monster if the Cardinals start get going. Another really fun one, Keon Coleman, very concerned about with the depth chart stuff early on. And the depth chart was still there, but Keon Coleman ended up being like the dude. He got all the snaps in this and he had 51 on 5 targets. So this is kind of a win. And I know, Boggs, you're pretty happy about this one. Shakir was still good. And I think Shakir is still a guy, but like Hollins and Curtis Samuel and all of these, it seemed to be Shakir and Keon Coleman are going to be the guys to own.
How about Keon Coleman not only leading them in snaps, but also routes run? I'll take my victory lap after week one on Keon Coleman. I mean, Sean McDermott is traditionally hard on rookies, but you need talent at this position. And Coleman put them in position with a big catch down the stretch to win this game. He had a huge catch before that Shakir touchdown. So Curtis Samuel, it currently is the odd man out of the rotation based on snaps from week one. But I mean, I don't expect Mac Hollins to last very long. He was okay in this game. He caught a touchdown, but he only had 2 catches. But Coleman to me is the number one, and he showed up while Dalton Kincaid didn't either in this game. So Coleman is the man here moving forward, in my opinion.
Some other wide receiver notes. Ladd McConkey had 7 targets, 39 for a score. I think some of that also like Palmer might have kind of been involved in there as well. Anything you want to add on Ladd?
No, just that him and, you know, Dobbins, they look like the number ones. We're worried about this depth chart here for the Chargers. What's it going to look like? Josh Palmer did get booted from that game, so maybe there's a little bit more between Palmer and Ladd McConkey moving forward. Quentin Johnson caught some passes as well, had another huge drop, as he always does, but he caught some passes. They're using him a little bit more than we expected, but I think it's Dobbins, I think it's Ladd, and I think it's going to get better moving forward for both those guys.
JSN played a ton out of the slot, but and outplayed, as I think snapped, Tyler Lockett, if I remember correctly, but Tyler Lockett outperformed him. Do you think this is going to go back and forth, or do you think the JSN breakout is a year, two, three, four, five, never too early?
So I just wasn't really high on the passing game for the Seahawks coming into this season. Denver does have, you know, Surtain's a really good corner and held down Metcalf pretty well in this game, but Lockett was open. So I don't know. I think JSN, just with the snap usage, we saw 53-36. I think most games are going to be in favor of JSN, but Lockett is still a guy that gets open and still a guy that Geno is looking toward. So if they make a change at the quarterback position, if Geno isn't looking good enough, then maybe we see more towards JSN. But I don't know, man. I think we're going to see a lot of running between Charbonnet and Walker.
And JSN was really odd to me. Like, it was like one drive where he was used and then nothing else happened after this one drive.
That was happening last year too, which is crazy to think of because completely different coaching staff now. So I don't know, man. It's just a weird usage in week one. That's one where I go, I don't know. I don't know if this is right or if this is going to be way different moving forward. I don't trust it. I'll say that.
And then Drake London, he was in that camp of like Olave, London struggle. They complained about not getting him the ball and they'll try to figure it out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Me.
All right, let's take a look at some numbers. Using FP roster percentage numbers, these will tell us some of the players as far as running backs that had some underperformances to watch. I think all these guys but one was under 50% owned. All of them are actually like under 20 and most under 10, except for Charbonnet. Madison ended up having the 6 targets, 43 yards, receiving 19 on the ground with a touchdown. He ended up scoring 14.2 points in half PPR. Jamal Williams with the touchdown went over double digits. Charbonnet, 54% own, definitely played a role, but the touchdown is what got him there. Bucky Irving is a fascinating one. 62 yards. Two of those plays were explosive runs. So 50% of his yards were accounted for on two runs. He had 9 for 62, 8.6 points. Justice Hill, we know, is heavily involved in the receiving side. Tank Bigsby, who we talked about, had 73 yards on 12 carries. Emmanuel Wilson is going to be a popular deep pickup this week. And Ty Chandler, we saw get those 8 carries and some targets out of the backfield. Who is of interest in this group? These are some of the kind of interesting high-scored, under-owned running backs.
Yeah, Madison is my number one, just because he played more snaps than Zamir White, and that is the ultimate hot hand situation in Vegas. And he is a hotter hand than Zamir right now. So Alexander Madison is my number one. I like how we saw the usage for Justice Hill. I just don't know how many times Baltimore is going to be in that position of, going point for point with a team like the Chiefs, right? So I'll say Madison is my number one. I'll probably follow him up. I still like Ty Chandler. I think that situation is fluid. So I like him too. Then I would go with probably Justice Hill, Bucky Irving, and Tank Bigsby. And that's all. If Charbonnet is available, I think I like Charbonnet more than everybody, but he is. I didn't realize that he's up well over 50%. So Charbonnet at the top of the list behind Madison. I still like Madison over him, but I would take him over guys like Bucky and Ty Chandler and Justice Hill.
I'll go Madison number one as well. I'm going to speculate on Bucky just because, Rashad White is the dude, but they have talked to us about this hot hand, and explosive plays or not, that counts for something. Those are some big runs. And he also ended up having 3 targets out of the backfield. I'm interested in Bucky Irving. I think he's a good speculative add. And then number three, I'm really tied between Hill and Bigsby. I'm a little less Ty Chandler than you. I like that he's getting some targets, but I think Aaron Jones is just a monster. Bigsby, Hill. I think Hill is a better if I needed a flex option. Bigsby might be a fun if something happens with ETN. We're seeing the usage. But again, there's no monster out of this. These guys were over 50% owned who scored under 5 points this week. Are you ready? These are crazy. Zamir White with 44 total yards and a fumble. Raheem Mostert had 9 rushing yards and 2 catches, and crazy. Really crazy for the usage that ended up happening with him. Javonte Williams, 8 for 23. Jaylen Warren, 2 for 7, 2 catches for 13. Chase Brown only had 3 carries and 3 catches. Gus Edwards, second most carries out of here. Huge disappointment for me. I was wrong. 26 yards. Blake Corum, fat 0. Chuba Hubbard, absolutely disappointing. And Trey Benson did have a drive, and then he just disappeared. They're all over 50% owned. They all scored under 5 points. Who will you cut bait on here?
Benson and Corum are easy cuts to me right now. I mean, Blake Corum didn't see a single offensive snap. Look, if you have deep benches, then great. Then hold on to them and see what happens, because that running back spot in LA is huge, because McVay only uses one guy. But the one guy is Kyren right now. So if you're handcuffing Kyren, then keep Blake Corum. But if he's a guy that you were kind of depending on and Alexander Madison is out there, I would dump him for Alexander Madison without batting an eye. I think that's a pretty easy move. You might have an RB1 there for Madison moving forward. Chuba, let's give him one more week and see if Carolina is as bad again against the Chargers as they were last week. I don't know if they can be that bad again, but if they are, I'm fine with cutting Chuba after that. But let me see first. Trey Benson, he's behind DeMarcado in terms of snaps. So I'm fine cutting him. It doesn't mean that these guys won't be big pieces for their offenses moving forward. But if I'm in a standard, I only have 6 spots, I got to burn and churn these. We're going to have bye weeks coming up. Injuries are going to pile up at that position. Give me guys that are playing over guys that aren't seeing the field hardly at all. So those are my big cuts for this week.
I'd easily cut Benson. If you have the ability to hold on to Chuba and Blake, I probably would, but I'm okay if you need to get rid of both of them. I don't have high hopes for Chuba after how they used him and Miles Sanders was involved and when Brooks comes back. But if you have the ability, it's not bad to see a second week. It was just week 1. But I think the bottom of the list is there. I also think Gus Edwards is exactly who you know he is to be. He's going to be a 10 carry, 30-yard, two-touchdown game or zeros out of that. But J.K. Dobbins looks so good. So I think all four of those guys are questions. Chase Brown, Jaylen Warren, those are the big question marks. I just don't think you can get away with, you can't do anything with yet out of it. You need to see a tiny bit more before you get reactionary. Don't worry about Mostert and White and all them. Wide receivers. So we've got wide receivers that were under 60% owned that scored more than 5 points. Alec Pierce was huge, 125. He ended up having the touchdown. Rashid Shaheed, 5 targets, 73 with a score. Literally almost everything came off of that one catch. 59 yards was the long, and then he had like, you know, 14 other yards. So there you go. Brandon Cooks had 7 targets, 40 and a touchdown. Doolin had 1 catch for the score, so he doesn't really matter. Khalil Shakir did only have 3 targets, but he ended up scoring that touchdown. Jerry Jeudy had 8 targets, but only 25 yards and a touchdown. Jaleel McMillan, Mac Hollins, Wandale Robinson is a fascinating one. Those other two guys, low catches, touchdowns are what put them up there. I want to stop at Wandale. 12
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Targets. And I believe it was the number 2% of out of the slot. He actually had, man, it was like the number 2 or 3 total plays out of the slot in the entire NFL this weekend. He had 12 targets, 6 catches for 44 yards. I think Wandale is a guy that we need to take a hard look at because Daniel Jones stinks. Malik Nabers will get targets, but Wandale is his safety net.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the 12 targets, and he had a rush as well. So he is one of your higher pickups here just because of the usage and the way Daniel Jones is giving him the ball. And this is what they're looking for. I mean, I saw maybe Tyrone Tracy doing a little bit of this role, but Wandale fits it perfectly as well, kind of the same guy. But I thought, you know, maybe they would go with Tracy since they just brought him in fresh meat, but it went right back to Wandale doing this role. So I like him in it, and 12 targets cannot be ignored.
Yeah, I'm going to list only 2 other guys because there's like a gajillion players on here. Greg Dortch, 8 targets, 6 catches, 47 yards. Again, high percentage. And Devon Vealey, is it Vealey? How do I say the last name?
Vealey.
Vealey had 8 catches, 8 targets, 39 yards. Also slot. So I want to point out, like, there were these heavy slot percentage guys who became the safety net with bad quarterbacks. And I kind of think that's a play that it's worth picking up to see if it continues, if the trend goes. Vele is like a big league I might monitor. Wandale I'm more interested in. And I do think Harrison's going to bounce back, but Dortch is going to be a guy we have to continue to pay attention to because there's a connection with Murray. Are you at all interested in Dortch or Vele?
No, not Vaily at all. Dortch maybe a little bit, but I think that a lot of his targets are going to go towards Marvin Harrison moving forward. It was just a great game plan for Dortch in this game. But I mean, he's had big games and disappeared. I like Dortch. I was an advocate of his coming out of Wake Forest, but I just don't know that in this offense with McBride and Harrison, you're going to see constant weeks like this. Wandale, you can. There's not a lot else outside of him and Neighbors in this offense as a whole, right? And the Cardinals still have James Conner, too. They're giving the ball to a bunch. Singletary is not James Conner. So in terms of the Broncos guys, I mean, Bailey, maybe if they're going to be down every single week and playing comeback and all this Bo Nix short stuff is going to happen. But I don't know. I don't really like much in Denver outside of Javonte, Jaleel, and Sutton. So there's just not a lot to like there.
Two other guys, DeMarcus Robinson, 7 targets with Puka now out, and Xavier Leggett had 7 targets. I want to exclude Shahid, Shakir, and Judy because they are like over 50%, or I guess Shahid is like 50%. Shakir is like 55% and 58% Judy. So let's take them off. Okay. Of not those guys, give me your top 3 wide receivers that you're looking at picking up.
Let's go with Wandale, number 1, DeMarcus, 2.
Yep.
And I would say Gabe Davis, maybe number 3. Gabe Davis had the 3 catches for 62 yards. 22 was as long. He averaged over 20 yards per catch, and he was on the field more than any other Jaguar. So Gabe Davis, I think I like as well, a guy that we didn't really mention here.
I'm going to my third. I'm complete agreement. You and I are 1-on-2. Wandale and then
DeMarcus.
And DeMarcus. And then I'm going to go Dortch is number 3. That team should be playing from behind. Dortch is getting targets. Those are my top 3 favorites. I know you had some interesting things on here as high snaps. We kind of burned through this, but McCaffrey had a bunch of snaps. Tyler Johnson, also someone to keep a lookout for, 7 targets. Any of the high snap things you wanted, like a player you want to throw out?
I mean, let's see if maybe Atlanta just, you know, if their pass defense or pass blocking gets better. Then maybe there's something there with Mooney, but I don't know, man. They rank 2nd worst in the NFL so far in pass block percentage. I don't know if that's because their line is bad or because Steelers line is good. So let's see what they look like against Philly. But Mooney could be interesting if they have to pass a lot.
The over 50% under 5-point wide receiver. You rightfully put, there's like this litany of guys that are not worth even considering talking about because you would never cut them. But 2 guys do kind of flow into this. DeAndre Hopkins and Curtis Samuel were both nothing burgers. Samuel has got this MCL thing, did not play a lot of snaps. And Curtis Samuel, or Hopkins with the MCL thing. And then Curtis Samuel, you know, just outplayed by Coleman and everything like that. Are you cutting either one of these guys for, let's say, Wandale or DeMarcus Robinson?
I would cut Curtis Samuel for either one of them. I'm waiting on Hopkins to see if he comes back and plays better or if this is, you know, father time finally ticking down on him. So I'll give him like another week or two to kind of fully adjust from that. But Curtis Samuel is not on the field. Same. And not catching football. So
Samesies. Over 5 points, under 50% on the tight ends. This is the Isaiah Likely treatment. 9 targets, 12 targets, 9 catches, 111 yards and a score. You also had Foster Moreau end up having 43 and a score. Juwan Johnson, Okonkwo, both had touchdowns, not much volume. Colby Parkinson is interesting. I really think let's just keep this to Isaiah Likely.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
What's up, friendos, and welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. One of the few left. The countdown has begun to the end of the season. As we are in September, we're almost out. We're in the playoffs, so we're going to get you there. Today, we're going to talk about the latest news. We're going to talk about hitters that you could be picking up that have been hot over the last 2 weeks, streaming pitchers for the rest of the week, and then on the tail end, we will continue our early look series to next year where we look at the second round talent. Last week, we only had 13 players that got into that first round. That leaves a little bit of room for activities. How many players into the second round might be a bigger list. So we're going to be going through those players for what the second round in 2024 looks like. Who are we on the Welsh? That's the Bogman. In what is that shirt? That's a very Christmassy looking type of shirt. Yeah.
It's an old podcast we used to listen to shirt.
Oh, okay. So, there you go. Yeah. I've just been seeing ITL shirts lately. I didn't
hamburger
know what that
hot
was.
Dog. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hamburger hot dog. Bogman, mm-hmm. You were able to go and enjoy a little bit of baseball. Oh, wait. No.
I mean, I went there. I don't know how much I enjoyed it. D-backs got stomped. I did get to see the return of Kyle Tucker from the injured list, and he got a huge pop at the stadium.
And Ketel Marte
also came back, led off that game as a DH as well. So, my seats were sick.
They were awesome.
Behind the dugout are awesome. My mom's best friend and her husband have had tickets behind home plate since the Astrodome, or behind the dugout, I mean, since the Astrodome. So when the Diamondbacks come to town, I call my uncle. Hey, Uncle Bob, what's going on? You got those tickets for the D-backs game for me, you know? So he was nice enough to give me those tickets. And the seats were sick. But the Astros destroyed. Yordan hit two bombs. I, of course, was taking a leak for the first one, so I didn't get to see that one. But the second one was a laser shot.
Let me ask you something. Field. What's your record going to Diamondbacks game? What's the Diamondbacks record in, let's say, the last three games you've gone to?
What you mean in Houston or overall?
Overall.
Overall, they've been really good. I mean, they've won both opening days that I've been to.
Okay.
A couple other games.
I was thinking this recent one and then both World Series games, thinking maybe you should take the next one out.
Hey, look, both games in H-Town that I've been to, they lost. World Series, two games, they lost.
Okay,
they won three out of four when I was there. No, for this year, for opening day.
Oh, you're opening
I went day. To four games. Okay. They won three of them. So
just asking you to stop going.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. I do not accept. So
okay.
If they go to the World Series, I'll be back. So
I forgot you flew out here for opening day. We went together. Yeah, I completely forgot about that. So.
Yeah, you were there with you were.
I was. I was there.
You
with
remember
the
that part?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I had the mustache and everything.
Oh, so that's right.
I decided not to shave it and went out in public. And I saw the old radio guy that I had worked with. He's like the big Arizona guy.
You didn't shave that before you left the house. I feel like you did.
I had it out in public. I wore it. I had it the whole game. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was pretty bad. If I were to have something of facial hair, I have a strong mustache. It just mustaches don't look good.
Yeah, I think like Rob Russell, our boy Double R, has a pretty solid mustache.
It wasn't like Spore's mustache. Like,
Well, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't much better.
But. We're talking about good mustaches right now. I think that, I don't know. I don't think the mustache looks great on most people. It's not one of my favorite looks. I don't
regretted it. Any pictures of opening day were me with this wretched, wretched mustache. But everything goes on. I should be at a Diamond. I'm going to go to one of the final Diamondback games of the season this year. So that should be fun as well.
Hopefully they win that 84th game. So
I know. Where are we at? Are we
18 left? You have four wins to go. I think they're at 80 wins right now.
Okay. I'm okay about that. We'll see how that goes.
As long as they don't have some historic collapse, you should be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go through some of the latest news and notes. And then we are going to, like I said, we're going to plow through some of the stuff that might help you out here in the playoffs. And then look at what next year is looking like. Trevor Story is back, activated from the 60-day IL. Very good news for him to get out there and get rocking. Kumar Rocker, speaking of rocking, going to be starting on Thursday. I had theoretically speculated that maybe he would go to the AFL. Still could. He's not going to lose his prospect eligibility just to like build up those innings. Injuries, really bad stuff. Kept at Complex for a long time. Since he has returned from Complex, he is a brand new pitcher. His slider has become a wipeout slider. I think Eno was just tweeting about it in that he registered a 40% whiff rate on his slider, like in AAA. And his fastball is playing up right now. It's funny that he's throwing a sinker in that. I think that transformed from the changeup, the similar characteristics sometimes that he used to really want to throw a lot more. And I think he's succeeded with that. He has been one of the best minor league pitchers in the second half of the year. I'm very fascinated to see how he comes out. I got to tell you, it's not the worst spot start in the world because he can now command his fastball, which he couldn't before. And his slider is probably, a wipeout slider in the minors is really going to get dudes. We'll see how it goes in the majors, but I could get down with starting, spot starting Kumar Rocker this weekend, and or if not, potentially pick him up in some type of keeper format if he's floating out there for next season.
Yeah, I like it. We're getting a couple of these teams, you know, giving these guys an opportunity at the end of the season, and just maybe get your feet wet before next year. And I think it's a really good idea, especially with so many injuries that team has had in their rotation. So should be nice to see him up in the bigs, get his feet wet, and then make him a potential draft pick for next year for us. So we'll see.
Yeah. Jason Dominguez finally called up as DJ LeMahieu was placed on the IL. This looks like this will maintain, I believe. This is they did it just enough that it should maintain his prospect eligibility for next year. So I think it's pretty safe to say Jason's going to be front runner for AL Rookie of the Year. I'm trying to think of, I mean, I guess Rocker will be in that conversation. Kobe Mayo will most likely be in that conversation. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else that makes, well, Caminero, if Caminero, like, that's the kind of dicey one. If Caminero doesn't lose his, the competition between his eligibility, him and Jason will be interesting. But I would say, like, this is probably one of the front runners for Rookie of the Year, and, you know, manipulation at its finest. But, you know, Verdugo, he's super good, Boggs.
Yeah. Dude, I'm so sick of Verdugo. Jason Dominguez should have been up for a long time, but Verdugo had a good stretch. So that's what keeps Dominguez down. But I think maybe a little buyer's remorse for the Yankees right now, because I guess he can make the playoff roster still, huh? Or no?
Because of the injury, because that's the thing. Like, if LeMahieu, let's say LeMahieu were to be like out, they can, remember this happened with Jordan Lawler. Jordan Lawler got called up like 5 days before the end of the season or some crap like that. But due to, I don't remember who the injury was now. I don't know. Whoever the injury was, they were able to have the exemption to get him on the roster, even though he wasn't up, which is supposed to be like September 1st. So
right,
these teams can probably do it. And if LeMahieu's injury is significant enough, they could manipulate him into there. But they also got to play him. You know, we got to see how much he's going to be able to play. A couple of returning starting pitchers. Yamamoto is going to be starting, I believe, today. Isn't that today against Imanaga?
Yeah. That should be a really good game. Imanaga has been great as well. So, yeah, that should be a fun one. But, yeah, how long has he been out? What is it, like June 15th?
Oh, forever.
Something like that. Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's like the majority of the season. Yeah, and Imanaga is coming off of that combined no-hitter.
Yeah,
he went the seven, and then who the hell, it was somebody, and then Porter Hodge, which was still just
It's your favorite type of no hitter, a combined no hitter where the starter doesn't go out and finish it off. So,
you know, the ones we talk about all the time, like in the history books, we're like, let's look at the combined no hitters, because those
maybe we should, because there are definitely fewer combined no hitters than there are regular no hitters.
Yeah, because managers let their pitchers get no hitters.
Not anymore.
That's why. Yeah, not anymore. Even not, 94 pitches? Pull them. Maybe Castillo was already on the IL or something like that. We're also going to get Jacob DeGrom. Next start is happening in the bigs. I don't know if they have scheduled that out. I'm going to look down here for the Yex's Rangers. No, because you got Kumar today. Wow, this is a funny blast from the future. Kumar and then Leiter is the schedule. I think he... When did he have his last minor league start? Because
I think it might have been yesterday.
Oh, if it was yesterday.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull? Hey.
Then it would come next week. I thought it was a little while ago, because I could see them even pushing this back to get him in, but it's probably going to be the beginning of next week. You're going to get Jacob DeGrom. Other pitcher notes here while you're looking. Joey Cantillo came up as a spot starter, struck out 10. and the Yankees are piggybacking Nestor Cortez on Schmidt or Luis heel starts. They did this on Saturday, got the win. Very, very good idea to not get those guys out. Play some piggybacks in some capacity. I like the piggyback personally. I mean, heel seemed to be kind of tapering down, so I'm kind of down with that. I know it doesn't like help with fantasy, but I would rather there be some piggyback situation than them throw him, you know, at the back end of the bullpen. So Luis Gil, still some fantasy value at the end of the year, as is Clark Schmidt.
I'm not seeing, because I'm on MLB.com, but it's not showing his stats. Has he not been pitching in?
You'd have to be MILB.com.
That's what I'm on. Or you know what? No, it went to MLB.com.
Yeah, sometimes it goes over there. Because I thought DeGrom was pitching like last Saturday or something like that. So Friday would have made sense in that lighter start.
Yeah. Let's see. Game logs. Okay. Let's see. September 7th, which was 3 days ago. That was Saturday.
Okay. So that was Saturday. So like maybe Kumar is going to go Thursday. Maybe you could do DeGrom on Friday instead of lighter. I think that's a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, wherever lighter is, you could easily slide DeGrom in. That would be no issue.
You could also, you know, you want to have the nastiest piggyback of all time, go Kumar and Jacob DeGrom. That would be pretty gross.
I like that. Yeah, it's good.
Some injury stuff. Alec Bohm placed on the IL with a hand strain. Luis Castillo left Sunday with a hamstring strain. Tyler Glass now through 25 pitch bullpen sessions. See if we get him back anytime soon. Hunter Green, who's been out with elbow inflammation, could be returning next week in the Pirates series. Kenley Jansen's going to miss some time with a lat issue. Jeffrey Springs back on the IL, unfortunately. You know what? I think we even talked about that one. Not the worst thing in the world if you are looking to next year's value. Let him kind of go off. Oop, back on the injury, kind of taper people's expectations. I mean, dude.
The sneakiness. That's what you like this for.
Well, dude, like Jacob DeGrom hadn't returned in early drafts. People are putting him in the third round. If he goes out and has one good start, people are going to go nuts. That's kind of what Springs was starting to do. You know, 8 strikeout games and stuff. Like, maybe just cool it down a little bit. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to get some value. Jeff McNeil is going to miss the rest of the season with a wrist fracture. Max Meyer back to the IL with shoulder inflammation, and Gavin Stone also with some shoulder inflammation. That starting pitchers for the Dodgers. Stone and Glasnow and Kershaw. I mean, thank God they're getting Yamamoto back, but we laugh at like the depth that team has. They use them all. They're like the Pokemon. They collect them all and they use them all.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that was the whole thing, was the Diamondbacks scared the Dodgers into spending $1 billion this offseason, literally, you know, on player contracts. That's what they did. So we'll see if this strategy works in the playoffs, but they're still dropping like flies, like they always do near the end. For the Dodgers. But if they get Glasnow back, they get Yamamoto back. That's a scary team come playoff time if they can get those pitchers back. But it's a big if, because as soon as they get one back, it's like the whack-a-mole. You know, as soon as they get one back, another one goes down. It feels like that every single time they get somebody back for the Dodgers. So it's been like that all year.
Another interesting one, just on a call-up front, the Cardinals sent down Victor Scott, brought up Thomas Sejesi, who was a former Texas Ranger prospect, who really killed it last year, kind of tapered off this year, power speed combination. He plays regularly. I might be interested in him. I heard a rumor he might have been an AFL guy, so I don't know if this kind of takes that away because he got a contract purchase. Speaking of AFL, if you guys want to check it out, I released my Arizona Fall League prediction show, where I'm predicting the prospects that might be sent to the Arizona Fall League. Rumor is that the rosters might release later this week, and the league is less than a month away. October 7th, it's going to be starting up out here in Arizona. So I will hopefully be around, hopefully some top prospects. We'll see who's sent out, but you can check out my prediction show over on Prospect One. Finally, just as a little mention, you usually don't see this type of stuff, but back into the year, Matt Chapman got a big old contract, 6-year, $151 million. He is sticking around and he is the dude. And like I said, I don't really recall seeing like end of the year, in season, in September contracts like this, but Matt Chapman is locked down.
Hey man, you know, I'd rather see it now than wait until 3 weeks before the season starts to get these guys signed. So we know who's going to be at third base for the Giants for the foreseeable future.
Let's take a break. When we come back, We are going to be looking at some of the hitters who've been hot over the last 2 weeks, what their ownership percentage might be, you know, the players we're going to potentially try to stream and pick up. Plus, we'll look at the pitching chart to see what the rest of the week is looking like and some guys that we might end up streaming. And then after that, we'll be doing the second round talent for 2025. So don't go anywhere more in this league right after this.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
InThisLeague.com, my friends. That's the Patreon you guys can come and check out. As the offseason approaches, we start at it. We got all the prospect stuff. I got my dynasty list. I'm going to be doing some dynasty content here. Also a little bit on Fantasy Pros. And going to start my dig-in process. And we might be doing some early series on the 2025 season, just breakdown of players and stuff like that. I kind of always do my, you know, my big breakdowns through November. Probably going to take the month of October off on In This League and then start right back up in November. But that doesn't mean InThisLeague.com isn't popping. That's where we'll have the early redraft ranks, dynasty prospect, our GroupMe rooms, access to us, the conversations, and more. Support your boys in the offseason at InThisLeague.com. All right, let's start with some hitters. We pulled the last 15 days over. By the way, Lawrence Butler, absolutely still going off. Last 15 days, 7 more homers, 411 at batting average, 3 more stolen bases. His ownership is now over 67%. We talked a lot about Lawrence Butler. He keeps going. He's going to be fascinating when we get to next year.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! No one is challenging Shohei right now for anything except Butler. Butler is the one guy that's above Shohei on this list.
Oh, I guess, yeah, over the last 2 weeks. Dude, there's a little argument to be said here. I'm not going to quite throw this out here because it's not going to happen. But like we're talking about second round players and there's some guys we can throw in here. Lawrence Butler's 21 homers and 14 stolen bases in 110 games. You stretch that out. That's like a 30-20 guy with
extrapolating, you know, is the way to the grave in fantasy baseball for sure. But
I agree.
But in terms of the hype train, Lawrence Butler, is this going to be one of those things where, look, Lawrence Butler had an outstanding year, but when we get to rankings, he's still going to be very, very low because no one's really buying it. Is it going to be one of those things?
It depends what you mean really, really low, because I would say, give me a number.
75.
Oh, maybe. I thought you were going to say outside the top 100. No one's going to
look. No, I think outside the top 100 with those numbers is absurd. So
I think he will be somewhere in that 50 to 75 range. I don't know how it's going to shake out for a lot of people. I do think that like his profile, you know, that he's like, there's a lot of analytical things that people are going to like he's hitting the ball hard. He's barreling the ball, getting the ball in the air. It's going to be kind of like a that thing versus where the strikeouts are going to go, but he's ending so hot. I wouldn't be shocked to see him as a top 50 player. So he's not going to be in this second round conversation.
No.
But like, you know, fourth round, fifth round, I think people might take a look at it. The 30-20 guy, he's gone off and he's shown a lot of consistency on the back half of the year. So I don't think it's
Butler or Rooker for next year.
That's a great question.
I think I want Rooker because I want the power.
Butler might have 30 homers. I might want Butler. I mean, yeah, Rooker
that,
has
that
been look,
that's fair. And it's too early to really determine that, right? Like, yeah. Let's see how Butler finishes. Because if he collapses all the way down to the end, then maybe this was an aberration, right? But he is surging. He's still on this surge. This is from right before the All-Star break all the way through to now. So this isn't like a nice month or a nice couple weeks or even 6 weeks. This has been 2+ months of great performance from Lawrence Butler.
So. Yeah, and that's why I have to do like my big dig in of all these players, but like I think that's a fair question. It's here's the bigger shocker. A's are going to have three top 100 players. Mason Miller, Lawrence Butler, and Brent Rooker. That's shocking.
Yeah,
it is. When's the last time that happened?
I mean, you know, most teams have it should be a little over 3 per team, right? 30 teams, 33. So gets you to 99. The A's are who are the Marlins worse than the A's? How many top 100 players are the Marlins going to have?
Maybe
Jake Berger. Maybe
nope. Nope.
He's still surging in the second half.
But. I think Alcantara. That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
Everybody
yeah,
else.
I'm trying to think of the way I'm stuttering here, but I'm trying to think of teams that are worse than the A's.
Marlins. That's an easy one. Yeah, you got it.
Rockies. Doyle's been good.
Is probably in the same Butler range. None of those other. So Rockies are going to be worse. So, yeah, I mean, okay. A's are developing. They're developing great. And, you know, that, like also I'm looking at his Savant page. Christ, it is just like red. Yeah. 12 almost 13% barrel. A 12 degree launch angle, an almost 50% hard hit rate, and he's cut his strikeouts by almost 5%. It's berserko what he's doing. Also, you want to talk about, I don't ever mention this because it's like whatever, but they have launch angle sweet spot percentage. So like, you know, where you're hitting the angle of the ball to get into that launch angle went from 24% to 36.6%. I mean, that's a massive. That's just quality of contact. That's just telling you the quality of contact is raising to a really dramatic degree that I don't know. Like he might, if he's outside the top 75, he's a steal of steel. It's absolutely ridiculous. Just wanted to kind of sit on that for a second.
Is it as red as Rooker's page? Have you seen Rooker's?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's probably similar. Yeah, it's, I mean, Rooker's, let me look at Rooker's right now. It's probably
in 299 with 35 homers right now. Rooker is.
Yeah, it's almost the same. It's actually similar, much worse strikeout percentage and doesn't steal bases, but hits the ball harder, much bigger barrel, gets the ball in the air more. Like, yeah, I mean, he's becoming some like prolific power hitter, but also
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.